The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." But then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Boys and girls, our readings today are a reminder that in life we're going to have many titles, but the greatest title that any of us could have is to be a follower of Jesus. And when we're called to be followers of Jesus, that means that we need to be more worried about what God thinks about us than would then rather be worried about being popular here on earth. So boys and girls, raise your hand if you're blessed to have friends, right? We all have friends, right? And we all have people that we love, and we all have people that we like. But at the end of the day, the only opinion that matters is whose opinion, do you think? Whose? Starts with the G. Whose? God, very good. The opinion of God, because God wants us to be good. He wants us to treat each other with respect, to do good things, and to love one another. So at the end of the day, when we die, Jesus isn't going to grab your cell phone and ask you, "How many likes did you have on TikTok or Instagram?" Okay? What Jesus is going to do is say, "How did you live your life? Did you love people? Did you go to Mass on Sundays? Did you do good works?" And if we do those things well, we will get to heaven. So remember, the most important opinion that we need to worry about is what God thinks of us. And as I look at you this morning, I'm reminded of how good each and every one of you are, and that we are called to be disciples and to bring the good news of Jesus to each other. So let's just bow our heads this morning. Let's all bow our heads. And let's ask God to bless our day so that we could choose to be true disciples who choose to love and serve one another.